get out of that as well. Now the next thing is orbital hybridization. This is used in a thing called valence bond theory. Now valence bond theory, I'm not going to do a proper treatment of this at all because I'm not a great believer in it. What I am a believer in is using it as a nomenclature for describing organic molecules. So as a theory, it's weaker than molecular orbital theory. And so the theoretical background for how to build up valence bond theory, I'm not going to go through because I just don't think it's a worthwhile exercise. But if we want to sort of briefly touch on it, we create hybrid orbitals by mixing together S and P orbitals, and from that we create our sigma and pi bonds. Now this mixing together of orbitals we call hybridization, and if we combine N atomic orbitals together, we're going to get N hybrid orbitals come out. So that would say, for instance, if we mix together an S orbital and two P orbitals, we will get out sp2 hybrid orbitals to indicate that we've mixed an s and two p orbitals together. And if there are three orbitals going in, then three sp2 hybrid orbitals come